ADO program in Tanzania, which is a private sector initiative that MSH, in collaboration with the Minister of Health, has been implementing since 2001. And specifically, I'll be speaking about the building the capacity of pharmaceutical services where pharmacists do not exist. On behalf of my fellow presenter, Romo Dimboas and Leanne, I'll be making this presentation. What I hope to achieve in this during my presentation is to describe the innovative programs in Tanzania and how it has been able to create a new class of healthcare provider, the ADO dispenser. I also to able to describe the action that had to be taken to accredit, to train, supervise, and to inspect this new category of healthcare provider in Tanzania. And at the end of the day, I hope I can describe to you how this new program is creating a platform to integrate community-based public health intervention. Just a little bit of background about Tanzania. Roughly has a population of 32 million, with 25% living in urban area. Infant mortality is 94.8 per 1,000, and the life expectancy is 47. Tanzania is located in East Africa, bordering Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi. As you may all be aware, most people in Africa and the larger extent developing country depend on the drug retail outlet for the essential medicine. In Tanzania, these are known as Duka la Dawa Baridi in Swahili. Duka la Dawa Baridi are authorized by Tanzania Food and Drug Authority to provide non-prescription medicine. They are scattered across the country, particularly in the rural where the licensed pharmacies are very limited. As of this year, from TFDA record, there are 499 licensed pharmacies. Nearly 67% of these pharmacies are located in major four cities of Dar es Salaam, Arusha, Mwanza, and Mbeya, leaving the rest of the country with no licensed pharmacies. In comparison, you have close to 5,000 drug retail outlets to Duka la Dawa Baridi. In terms of the personnel, with the entire country, you have only 600 pharmacies in the private sector, in the academic, and also in the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah, although the Duka la Dawa Baridi in Tanzania provide such an essential service, we also understand that they have quite a number of problems. The quality of this product is not reliable. The dispensers are not qualified, they're not trained. Prices of the pharmaceutical product is quite often high. And the regulation that is governing the Duka la Dawa Baridi is very inadequate, or at times not existing. Just quickly, these are some of the problems that we encounter in Duka la Dawa Baridi. Most of them sometimes operate as clinic, providing all kinds of services, injection and everything, which they are not legally allowed to do. Medicine of poor quality, hygiene, and stuff like that. In addressing some of this program, the SIM strategy for enhancing access to medicine program, which was a gate-funded program, came up with a solution to address this problem in a number of countries, and Tanzania was one of them. Using the access framework and looking at four key parameters that affect access: geographic accessibility, availability, affordability, and acceptability, the program was able to work with the Tanzania government and the Minister of Health to develop the ADO program. The design was very participatory, involved quite a number of all the stakeholders in the public, in the private, and also in the academia. The Minister of Health agreed to create a new level healthcare provider based on TFDA regulation and the minimum set of standards. Part of the program component was to address some of the behavior of the owners as well as the dispenser through training and also incentive by provision of loans, and also allowing the ADO to sell a limited number of prescription medicine, which previously they were not allowed to. Also, the strategy including initiative to improve the quality of product and service provided, as well as customer awareness and education. Here are some of the few select requirements to become an ADA. As I mentioned, the training and continuing education of the personnel, the dispenser and the owner is a key component. The shop location and building layout. The ADA is supposed to be at least 500 meters from the licensed pharmacies, as well as a standard, few standards have been set by the TFDA on how the premise should look like. At minimum, they have to have two rooms, built of concrete material, so that the storage and also the hygiene at the shop is guaranteed. All medicine are supposed to be registered by TFDA, and as I mentioned, ADO are allowed to sell a limited number of prescription medicine. Sanitation and hygiene, as well as record keeping, so that ADO are able to account for the prescription medicine that they are allowed to sell. This is in terms of premise, this is how a typical ADO will look at like before the intervention and after, with all a clearly labeling of, and also the spacing. In terms of storage and hygiene, this is what an ADO will look like before and after the intervention. In terms of training processes of the dispensers, every dispenser must be accredited by the Ministry of Health and TFDA. The training curriculum, which is a 4-week course, was developed by Muhimbili University College of Health Sciences and is currently jointly run by Management Science for Health and TFDA. At minimum, ADO dispensers are required to have at least 1 year of training as a nurse assistant or above. The ADO dispenser curriculum has 6 modules which cover law, regulation and dispenser ethics, good dispensing practices, common medical conditions that affect the community, malaria, child health, reproductive health, communication skills, and child health. As far as institutionalization is concerned, plans are underway that this training for the dispenser is part of the zonal training institution of the Ministry of Health, so that in the long term they can continue to provide it in a more sustainable way. After the training, our dispensers are expected to perform some of these basic tasks. They have to dispense the medicine correctly every time. They're encouraged to provide a referral when needed, and also provide patient education one-on-one on the rational use of medicine, but also on the follow-up. And also they're required to keep records, because that's part of the requirement for the ADA. Just to share you with some of the results in terms of improvement in dispensing services after the training. In 2005, in the pilot region of Ruvuma, there was a decline in the dispense antibiotic for the use of upper respiratory tract infection. In upper respiratory infection, you're not required to use antibiotics. So there's a reduction from 39% to 14% in the ADO region during the end line, compared to a 25% in the another region, which was a control, where there was no ADO program. In 2006, another assessment, which was looking at the child health practice in the ADO, showed at least 87% of dispensers provided an oral instruction and some written notes when they are giving, when dispensing medication. Again, 95% of dispensers referred patients who had general danger sign to a nearby clinic or to a doctor, which is quite an improvement of some of the practices that other dispensers have. In terms of the treatment, appropriate treatment for non-blood diarrhea, in the same assessment, 97% of dispensers were fine to recommend oral rehydration salt, which is recommended by the IMCA guideline. However, there was 89% of dispensers still providing an antibiotic, actually showing that a lot of work need to be done with the training and follow-up. As I mentioned, increasingly donor and the government are looking at the ADA program as a platform to increase access to a number of community-based health intervention. Rational Pharmaceutical, RPM Plus has been working with the Minister of Health and the National Malaria Program in Tanzania to expand the access to subsidized artemisinin-based combination therapy. Through the Presidential Malaria Initiative, RPM Plus has been able to deliver 600,000 treatment doses of subsidized ACT. 70 to 80% will be for children under 5 in the rural district where ADA is operating. Also, RPM Plus has been working with the Minister of Health to integrate some of the IMCI intervention into the ADA program, including the training in dispenser and the rational use for malaria, acute respiratory infection, and diarrhea, and also mobilizing the community and strengthening supervision and monitoring of the ADA. Plans are also underway right now to link the ADA program to some of the community-based palliative care for HIV/AIDS, so that ADA are able to distribute HIV information. Right now they're doing that, but they also have to support referral to some of the HIV/AIDS service like care and treatment, home-based care, PMCTC. ADA will be supporting the distribution of kits to the home-based care volunteer because of their proximity and location. Currently, ADA already provides some of the medicine that are used for opportunistic infections, such as cotrimoxazole and antifungals. Overall, the ADA program is contributing to some of the key national priority, all of which identify access to medicine to the rural community and private-public sector partnership as a key priority. So the National Strategy for Growth and Reduction of Poverty, the National Health Policy, and the National Medicine Policy, all of which are very relevant for ADA. Just very quickly overall to tell you where we are in terms of the ADA scale-up in the country. We have currently 4 regions. 2 already have ADA, 2 implementation is going on. There are remaining 17 regions that have not been covered yet. The expansion of ADA is part of the medium-term framework for the government in 2008, and the government has included the scale-up of ADA in round 7 for Global Fund, so that we are able to mobilize resources to scale up the program nationwide. Currently, 700 ADA are already operating. 746 more are expected to be in operation by the end of this year. As of August this year, 1,376 dispensers have already trained, 828 owners have already been trained, 660 district and ward level inspector were trained in the 2 regions. In terms of access to loans, which MEDA has been working with the MSH, 100 owners have been successfully linked to the microfinancing bank in Tanzania, and roughly 60,000 US dollar have been provided a small loan for the other owner. Just to summarize and end up my presentation, what have we learned so far? We've learned that pharmaceutical service in developing countries like Tanzania can be substantially improved through the training of the dispenser, accreditation, regulation of the private sector. Prescription and rational use of medicine has seemed to be improving. However, the challenge remains on how we can scale up the medicine training for the dispenser and to cover the entire country in a short time.